Walking one evening in a grove to taste the wholesome air, I heard two Jesuits sigh and sob, being acted by despair. Quoth one to the other, "Ah, my friend, we now are quite undone. Our roguish tricks have now an end, we for our lives must run. Our prop is lost, and we must fall by halter or by axe. Great James is gone, and with him all our little bubbling knacks. The great King William, he has come and spoiled our thriving church. He hates the scarlet whore of Rome, we now are in the lurch. Our masses will no longer pass for current English pay. Their cheats discovered are, alas, and we must hence away. The people now are undeceived, they can our cheats descry. We can no longer be believed, if we stay we surely die. Our trading now is grown as dead as saints to which we pray. Our purgatory now is fled with Peter's pence away. Our holy pardons now are dead and not esteemed here. Our pilgrimages too are fled with all we held most dear. The people will no more give ear to such apparent lies. Our cheats too plainly now appear, and all our knaveries. The king from hence will rout us out with a strong hempen band. He loves no Romish imps about, his royal throne should stand. For well he knows where'er we dwell, we reign and reign alone, which makes him take care us to expel far from his royal throne. Wherever Jesuits so crossed, as wretched we have been, the day we thought our own is lost, the king has changed the scene. We thought the English to have slain with a bloody Romish hand, but now experience tells us plain, heaven doth our tricks withstand. Then farewell to the English shore, and all our pleasures past. We never shall say mass here more, all our delights are lost.